Welcome. This is American Public Media's Future Tense, public radio's daily journal of the digital age. Pandora knows what music you like. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. After studying the songs of 10,000 artists for almost the last 6 years, Pandora Media has just released an internet music service that streams songs to your computer based on 400 distinct musical characteristics. You enter the name of a song or an artist, and Pandora creates a station that plays similar music. I plugged in one of my favorite songs, Baby Now That I've Found You by Alison Krauss and Union Station, and Pandora treated me to quite the mix of songs from the Dixie Chicks, you know, okay, Dolly Parton, fine, Ricky Skaggs, pretty good, Luca Bloom, don't know anything about this artist, but then something really strange that doesn't seem to fit at all, Anne Murray.
Dogs grow old, and in the summer it still rains.
Founder Tim Westergren describes Pandora as a music discovery service.
It's all based on something called the Music Genome Project, which we've been working on for close to 6 years now.
And describe that for me.
The Music Genome Project is an enormous taxonomy of music. So it consists of songs that have been analyzed one by one along close to 400 distinct musical attributes by one of a team of professional musician analysts that work for us. So these analysts sit down and listen to the songs, and they capture everything from melody and harmony, rhythm, to instrumentation and compositional qualities, vocal performance. It's a complete musicological study.
I inputted an artist named Guy Clark,
okay,
who is a kind of a Texas folky. And the music that has been streaming at me since then, some of it I like, some of it I don't. It's not even close. It's like, you know, cheesy mainstream country. So how accurate is this taxonomy at predicting what someone's going to like?
What we do is when you input an artist, in this case, we look across that artist's entire repertoire and we build playlists or sets based on different parts of that person's repertoire. So we do a little bit of, we travel across their collection. What that means is if an artist has a range of sounds, the playlists will reflect that. And then as you listen to these songs coming at you and you respond to them, so you rate them, you give them thumbs up or thumbs down, we take that as musical feedback and then refine the playlist based on what you're telling us.
I'm on your service, and I'm going to try, say, Wilco, sort of a alt-rock band,
okay,
that I like, and see what happens here. So it's creating a Wilco station now, and I get some band called Travis, who I've never heard, and I might like them, I guess.
Yeah, it's a great band.
Is it? And then something called the Graham Colton Band, which I've never heard of, so maybe they'd be good.
You're going to find a lot of music you've never heard before. We try really hard to find sort of emerging and lesser-known artists. We have a couple people whose full-time job is just to scour the music universe for music that would be great.
That's Tim Westergren with Pandora of Oakland, California. The service will run you $36 per year. The music is for streaming to your computer only, no copying songs to CDs or portable music players. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.